Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Last season, on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to The Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
The NFL Draft starts tonight, and Fox Bet Super 6 is giving fans a free chance to win $5,000 playing their NFL Draft contest. Download the Super 6 app and enter your 6 picks into the NFL Draft Day contest for your free chance to win.
All right, Chris Broussard, Suns and the Sixers specifically, a little bit of trouble. Celtics, Bucks will be great. Chris Broussard joining us, co-host First Things First. So I said this earlier that KD was never the best player in the league. LeBron was. KD was on the best team and the MVP of a finals. Giannis is absolutely the best player in the league. Embiid's chronically beat up. Jokic is great, but not the kind of transcendent player. There's a lot of good players. And I look at it and I look at some of the numbers with Giannis, and they're very LeBron-like. He's doing stuff nobody's ever done. Middleton leaves. They blow the Bulls out 3 straight games. I don't know who wins the Boston-Milwaukee series. I think they need Middleton. I think it's a 6-7 game series. Do you have an early lean who you would like in that series?
Well, first things first, I got to make a pick. So I went with Boston in 7, but I'm hesitant. I've been going back and forth about either both teams. I like Milwaukee at one point, then I like Boston. So I went with the Celtics in 7 because, as you mentioned, the Middleton injury. That's huge, and I know they look great against Chicago without him, but Chicago's not a very good defensive team when they're whole, and they had some injuries, so they weren't whole. Grayson Allen stepped up, Colin, and averaged 20 points for Milwaukee when Middleton was out. I don't think he's doing that against the Boston defense. So I'm with you in that Giannis is the best player in the world. He was my pick, my vote for the MVP. And I think he will get his and do play well against Boston. But who else? I don't know where they're getting all their points from.
Yeah.
Because that defense is for real in Boston, and that's my concern with Milwaukee. Now, I think for narrative sake, Colin, for what we do, if Giannis marches to his second straight championship, I think that's the best thing. That is awesome. Because then we start looking. You mentioned LeBron. We start looking like, are we about to see kind of a LeBron James run?
Yeah.
I don't know. Can he do what Jordan did? You know, he stayed in Milwaukee, built his own team from scratch, didn't go join a super team. This would be historically great if Giannis could win it, but I think Boston gets them in seven.
Yeah, and LeBron, Cleveland wasn't very functional in ownership and front office in LeBron's first 7 years there. Milwaukee's highly functional, so I don't think he'd ever have to leave. It doesn't look like it. So, you know, you kind of go to this Philadelphia situation. I defend Doc Rivers. I always said Joe Torre and Doc Rivers remind me of each other. They make all their pros. They've played the sport. They get along with guys. I don't know if Torre was the best. You know, was he Earl Weaver? Is he Tony La Russa? Dusty Baker? I don't know that way. But I do know he could understand the temperature of the room. He could make a lot of personalities and egos in the media in New York work. And I always feel like that with Doc Rivers. The media mostly likes him. He's out there defending himself. Could I just say this? Embiid's hurt. Thibault can't play in the Canada Games. Harden has aged overnight. If they lost, there are some reasons, aren't there?
Oh, gosh. No. No. And look, I first of all, I'm with you on Doc. Everybody loves Doc. Doc is a great guy. And that's why he gets soft-pedaled, the soft treatment from the media. And he was a great broadcaster before he was coaching. Like, Doc is great. But if they lose this series, Colin, oh, no way. Because who didn't play for Toronto last game?
Fred VanVleet, yeah.
All right, like, so there's no, right, there's no excuse. Toronto's a bit banged up, more than a bit. They're banged up as well. You were up 3-0. No. And it would be ironic, Colin, because when Doc was hired by Philadelphia, the feeling amongst many, some didn't say it, though. I said it. It was like, that's an odd hire. Because Doc, Colin, we have to admit, it was underachievement with the Clippers. That was a championship team. And look at Chris Paul, everywhere else he's gone since Doc. He's been tremendous and gotten teams further. Never got past the second round with Doc. And then when Doc leaves and they get to the conference finals for the first time ever with Kawhi Leonard injured, Doc lost the 3-1 lead with Kawhi Leonard. So it's just too much. It's not a coincidence. The history is what it is. We just can't defend it. It's nothing against Doc personally. And he can help himself by just closing out this series. I get it. Thibault's out. Embiid the thumb, but no, there are no excuses. When you consistently lose 3-1 leads,
oh boy,
it suggests the opponent is making, they're making adjustments, and you're not.
All right,
and you gotta make the necessary adjustments. It is what it is.
All right, okay, maybe you swayed me. So, you know, Kevin Durant's in an interesting space. I said this yesterday. He was, the reason he left Golden State is because he's non-confrontational. He wouldn't break bread, sit down with Draymond and hammer it out and say, listen, I don't want to leave this thing. I got great GM. I got great owner. I got great coach. I got great teammates. If he was there right now, they'd be overwhelmingly favored to win the championship. But he didn't want to confront Draymond, who's much more confrontational, right? He barks at Steve Kerr. Steve Kerr barks back at Draymond, and they're close. So now he's in Brooklyn, and my takeaway, Chris, is now he's got to do some confronting with Kyrie, but it's not who he is. And so I think he needs to go upstairs to the owner and just say, listen, man, you can't give him Ben Simmons and Kyrie. These guys are enigmatic. You gotta move Kyrie. I can't, because now Brooklyn's trapped. They have to give, when he opts out, I can't give him a five-year, I can't give Kyrie a five-year deal. There's no way I can do that. How does Kyrie, I mean, the only way for that KD gets out of this to me is go upstairs to the owner. You tell me. I think KD's career, I think he's completely trapped. Your thoughts?
I think a lot of what you say makes sense. I don't think KD's a leader, and that's fine. Everybody's not a leader. He was in the perfect situation in Golden State. Plop into the lineup and shoot your jumper. That was it.
Yeah.
And he was the best player on that team. Kyle, who knows how many rings he would have won? Very good chance he would have topped LeBron's four and equaled Kobe's five. So he did blow it. Now, look, I think if I were in his shoes, I think he needs to sit down with Kyrie and have a heart-to-heart. And speaking of Kyrie, Colin, there's no way the Nets can do it. I'm sorry. As great as Kyrie is, I still think he's a Hall of Famer. But He's too unreliable. And this is all on Kyrie. I've said it. The only person that can stop Kyrie on the basketball court is Kyrie. If I'm the Nets, I sit down with Kyrie and I say, look, you should opt into your deal. Because if you opt out, we're just going to give you a one-year deal roughly around the same amount of money. We're not giving you a long-term deal. You can point out all the negatives if you want of him not being there, whether it's injuries, whether it's just needing some time off because there was a tragedy somewhere in the country or the world, or the vaccination, whatever it is. You can't give him a long-term contract. And Kyrie has no leverage because virtually every other team in the league feels the same way. And they know he doesn't want to leave Brooklyn. So if Kyrie's unreliable in a place he wants to be, can you imagine if he gets traded or signs with someone he doesn't want to play for? Oh, it would be terrible. So he doesn't have much leverage. If KD is in a tough spot because Kyrie is his friend, and if he were to go, I think honestly, Colin, just thinking of it from a human level, I think what he needs to do with management is say, look, y'all run the show. Do what you want to do with Kyrie. I'm here to stay. It's on you.
Yeah.
Wash his hands of it.
Yep.
Because if he gets involved and then he and Kyrie doesn't get a long-term deal, that could ruin their friendship. I mean, like I said, I'm thinking of it on a human level because you're talking about tens of millions of dollars, maybe hundreds of millions of dollars that it could cost Kyrie if KD were to be like, look, you can't sign. So KD, in my opinion, just wash your hands of it. Say, look, I'm here to play. Whatever y'all do, you look good before I got here. You did the right things. I'm here to play. Let's form a championship team, and I'll be here to lead it. But I don't think he can get involved with Kyrie because of his friendship. He has to let it go.
Yeah. Chris Broussard, enjoy the draft tonight and the NBA playoffs, buddy.
Yep, you too.
All right, Chris Broussard, Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, First Things First, co-host, doing a great job. Yeah, all right, maybe changed my mind on Doc Rivers. I don't know. Kings Canucks tonight, Discover Card key matchups. Prices soaring at the pump. Discover's got your back. Cashback plan, 5% cash back at gas stations and Target. Go to discover.com/rewards.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip?
But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season 2 of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time. I'm talking Hall of Famers, MVPs, gold medalists.
I absolutely hate the Colts, bro. This game, I swear, led to the Deflategate.
Hey, guys, this ball's a little flat.
Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl?
Julian walking around, I'm pretty sure he had his shirt off for reasons I'm not sure. He was saying, gotta believe.
Oh, you gotta believe. From 18-1 with Eli.
Are you calling Bill just a cheater? Is that what you're saying right now?
He's looking for an advantage.
The 2004 ALCS with Big Papi.
The Red Sox in 2004 bounced back after the 3-0. Winner, winner, chicken dinner, homie.
The Immaculate Reception with Terry Bradshaw.
Fired the ball. I hear the roar of the crowd. I never thought he caught the ball, but he did.
We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joy with the news.
No, 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 no.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Sauce Gardner, who you like a lot.
I think he could be the best player in the draft.
Is expecting to hear his name called tonight during the first round. He's projected as a top 10, even a top 5 pick in most mock drafts. And he is confident that whatever team selects him, they will be getting the best player in this year's class. He said, I feel like I'm the chosen one. I feel like I'm the best in the draft. There's no doubt about it. There's no way I can be a bust. That shouldn't even be an option.
I agree with that. Yes.
Full confidence. I like that. He had 40 total tackles, 4 passes defensed, and 3 interceptions, as well as a career-high 3 sacks last season. He was named first-team All-AAC in all 3 collegiate seasons.
So he played against Notre Dame and Alabama, and those coaches, Brian Kelly and Nick Saban, pretty much threw the ball to the other side of the field.
And you're not doing a mock draft, but you think he's going to end up in Detroit if Hutchinson goes first?
No, that's what I would do. That's not where he's going to end up.
Where do you think he's going to end up? You do think he's going to go top 10, though.
I think he's going to go to one of these teams has 2 picks, and if they could get him. You know, I was thinking about this because I think he's hands down the best corner. I'm not as big on Stingley. Where there's 3 or 4 tackles. So if I was the Giants with my 2 picks and he's available, I take him. And there's 3 or 4 really good O tackles, and then 5 or 6 that are very close. I just don't think in this league now, the good teams all have, it seems to me, a really high-end corner.
Well, I mean, look at the teams that pay the most amount of stars, the Rams being one of them. This is a position that they pay. You need to have someone who can take the ball away from the other offense.
What if you were the Rams and you said,
Did you see their video they put out, by the way?
I did. Very Hollywood.
It's so good.
If you were the Rams and just said, you get all our picks, we'll take Sauce Gardner. Now you're saying to yourself, Colin, that is ludicrous.
Nothing that the Rams do is ludicrous. They've shown that over and over.
If you were a great team, because I think this kid is that good. If you're a great team and have 9 picks, and I'm like, I want him.
Well, I mean, do the Rams need?
Well, yeah, Darius Williams left. They don't need. They don't need. But I'm just thinking, in a draft like this, because I think Sauce Gardner is one of the few players in this draft, maybe the only one, that feels like a star to me.
I think in this year's draft, if you had somebody that you really wanted, it would be worth it to trade up and get them because this is such a light draft. So if this is a light draft at the top end, then you're going to have a lot of question marks as you get further down.
Yeah.
So it might make sense to do that. So Zach Wilson has had a bumpy first season in the NFL, going 3-10 as a Jets starter. But it seems like all the rookies did, huh?
Yeah.
Like bumpy seasons.
Yeah.
Well, he's doing off-season workouts, and he's ready to put in the work to improve for next year, and his teammates are apparently seeing a difference. Offensive tackle George Fant said Wilson came back with a little more swag, and he's ready to go.
Right. Well, I think his swag's always been fine.
Yeah, I don't think swag was ever an issue with Zach Wilson. He seems very confident in himself. It's more about
that would be like Kyler came back to camp, Kyler Murray, and he was very twitchy. He was twitchier than ever.
Isn't the question with Zach Wilson almost that he has too much swag?
Like
he's relying too much on his confidence, and he needs to dial it back and be a little more efficient. 55.6 completion percentage last year. I mean, look, it was a rough year for all the rookies. I do expect him to be better next year. I think if they get, if they make the Deebo Samuel move, giving a young quarterback a weapon like Deebo would be a tremendous upgrade.
Yeah.
But this is also going to be a big pressure year for the Jets because the coach is in the hot seat.
And Miami looks to be significantly better offensively.
On paper, Miami is significantly better. We already know what the Bills are, and the Patriots are at the very least going to be competent and competitive.
Yep.
So Donovan Mitchell limped off the court when his hamstring tightened up at the end of game 5 in Utah's loss to Dallas. His MRI was negative, which was good news, but he's dealing with some soreness in his quad. The Jazz have listed him as probable for game 6, but he said he's ready to go and ready to play tonight. Dallas is favored by 1. We have 3 game 6s tonight. Mavs, Jazz is the late one. Favored by 1, according to Fox Bet. I think Dallas will win this game and close this out.
Yeah.
You have Sixers, Raptors to start the night. Fox Bet has Philly favored by 1.5. Obviously, we've been talking about Doc Rivers. I could see this going 7. But obviously the Sixers are going to try and close this out tonight.
So the draft and the Sixers game, I think, start at the same time. I'm going to have 2 TVs for this one.
Raptors 7. That starts an hour earlier.
Okay, the Sixers does?
Yes.
Okay, I get it.
So the draft starts at 5.
I'll know if Doc's Eastern in trouble by halftime.
5 our
okay,
time.
Five, okay.
So, you'll have some perspective on it. And then Suns Pelicans tonight. Phoenix is favored by 2.5, according to Fox Bet. Really impressed with the Pelicans. They've done a really nice job against the Suns.
I like that guard they have, the Alvarado player.
He is
a handful.
He's fun to watch. He plays with a lot of energy.
He's Patrick Beverley, but not obnoxious. He's just hands, physical, in your face. He's annoying. He's a very annoying player.
I think he's not annoying. I guess I don't know. What's the difference between pesky and annoying? He feels like he's pesky. Like he would be. Yeah, I guess annoying is the right word. But I just don't like putting him in the same category as Patrick Beverley. Pat Beverley has his own lane.
Too small after the big basket.
Yeah. But it's been a great series. Now, obviously, Booker is out, and that's having a significant effect on the Suns. But they are favored by 2.5 tonight, and we should have some answers about the series and what's going to go on in the next round.
Good stuff. Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News. Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who will be selected number 1? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft, and iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number 1 podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying 4th season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Cam Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip?
But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcast. You find it.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time. I'm talking Hall of Famers, MVPs, gold medalists.
I absolutely hate the Colts, bro. This game, I swear, led to the Deflategate.
Hey, guys, this ball's a little flat.
Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl?
Julian walking around, I'm pretty sure he had his shirt off for reasons I'm not sure. He was saying, gotta believe.
Oh, you gotta believe.
From 18-1 with Eli.
Are you calling Bill just a cheater? Is that what you're saying right now?
He's looking for an advantage.
The 2004 ALCS with Big Pop.
The Red Sox in 2004 bounced back after the 3-0 in a winner chicken dinner. Homie.
The immaculate reception with Terry Bradshaw.
Fired the ball. I hear the roar of the crowd. I never thought he caught the ball, but he did.
We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jason McIntyre, we bring him on every Friday, this week Thursday for the draft. He's a former newspaper guy, but kicked that career to the curb to do digital and podcasting and television. It's a brave new world. He's got a very, very nice suit on today. You look ready for it. So we got some Thank big you. Moves Oof. In the first round, potentially. I'm very excited yes. for this yeah. today.
I mean, the uncertainty in this draft and the volatility has been tremendous. Great All for right. content, right?
Great for content. All right, tomorrow's headlines today, that's what we call the segment. What's the headline for the number one pick in the draft?
The Jags kind of dysfunctional, a lot of dysfunction there this week. The headline will be Jags take a Walker on the wild side. Trayvon Walker sounds like the Georgia defensive lineman is going to be the number one pick. You know how we know this? Because he's now a minus 450. You got to lay $450 to win 100 that he's the number one pick. Seems kind of random, right, Colin? This guy did not distinguish himself at Georgia. When you watch those Georgia games, it was like Jordan Davis, do you remember the nose tackle, yes. dominant, Kobe Dean, the linebacker, sideline to sideline. And then you're like, oh, well, so why is Trayvon Walker going first? Well, it's not about what you are. It's what you can be, right?
Right
and
right.
his testing profile was off the charts. This guy's doing broad jumps and vertical and everything. It's like, oh, he's testing like Myles Garrett. We got to take him first. Listen, this is Jacksonville. We know historically they've not done great things. I would not go Walker first, but clearly they are, Colin.
All right, tomorrow's headlines today. What's it going to be for Malik Willis, the talented Liberty yeah. quarterback?
Hey, he started at Auburn, remember? Threw a total of 14 passes before departing the Tigers. The headline will be Malik Willis is the steal of the first round as Joy Taylor pumps
that.
Her fist.
Love it.
You like this, huh? This is yeah. a good fit for Mike Tomlin. We all, like, the worst kept secret is Mike Tomlin became enamored with Malik Willis at the Senior Bowl.
Yes.
They were super cozy.
Yeah.
Tomlin laser focus on getting him. Obviously, Pittsburgh had the tragedy at quarterback this offseason. They go into the season with some uncertainty at quarterback. Malik Willis makes a ton of sense. Listen, there is some concern. Remember, you would knock Baker Mayfield for being maybe 6'1". Malik Willis, 6'1", 220. You know, is he going to be dominant in the pocket and be able to win? We'll see. I like Malik Willis. I don't love him, but we don't love any quarterback in this draft. But I think Pittsburgh and Malik Willis makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I think that's the place. That's good. No chaos, grown-ups, good defense. They have their tight end, running back, receivers, so they're good.
They're set.
Tomorrow's headlines today, what's it going to be for the first wide receiver selected?
Yeah, well, we do love a little SEC speed, right, Colin? Yep. The headline will be, first things first, Jameson goes down smooth. Jameson Williams. One of the fastest receivers in the draft to Atlanta at 8. Listen, Marcus Mariota, we'll see if he can hold up. But we know they lost Calvin Ridley to the gambling suspension. Sorry for laughing at that. And you replace one Alabama receiver with another. I mean, listen, Jameson Williams, I don't really know what happened to him at his first stop. Ohio State couldn't really distinguish himself in that wide receiver group. Goes to Alabama. Superstar, right? He's playing with Bryce Young, catching everything. He could put up big numbers. This guy, I think, ran a 4.440. Yeah. He's just a blazing fast receiver. Everybody loves him. I personally like Garrett Wilson a little bit more, but I think at 8, Atlanta, Jameson Williams, lock it in.
Yeah, you know, isn't it funny how Alabama over the last 6-7 years has become wide receiver U?
Yeah.
It's really amazing. I mean, when he first got there, it was linebackers, defensive ends, running backs. Tomorrow's headlines today. What's the headline for the surprise pick of the
All
first
right.
round?
You know I love a good curveball. I love a good underdog. The headline will be, Mr. Christian, the time has come. Everybody loves the 80s songs. Christian Watson, North Dakota State, going to the Patriots, Colin. How's this? This is a kid who was undersized coming out of high school. He matured. His dad was in the NFL. Bill Belichick loves a profile of this kid, an underdog who all he does is make big plays. 57 plays of 20 or more yards, led college football. You see him rushing, receiving, 6'4", 4'3", 6'40", blew up at the Senior Bowl. And this kid is going to be a first-round pick. The odds on him as well, gambling, have come down. He was like in the 30s. He's now in the 20s. A lot of people like this kid. Listen, when you're 6'4 and you have this speed, Colin, they want you. And I think the Patriots, who really, they don't really have any receivers. Like, who's their top receiver?
They've got a lot of twos. Yeah. I would say they should draft the receiver.
Yeah.
Sure.
And Christian Watson to the Patriots. I like it happening.
I really enjoyed that. Yeah. That came from nowhere.
Yeah.
All right, we call it Tomorrow's Headlines Today. Tomorrow's Headlines Today. Kenny Pickett, I got to be honest. Maybe I'm wrong on this. I just don't see the special.
Yeah. Small Hands Pickett is his nickname, right?
I don't know.
The headline will be, Lions take Kenny with final Pickett of the first round.
Oh.
Detroit sitting on 32. A lot of speculation. They need a quarterback, right? Jared Goff, he's not long-term there. He's okay. And you like the Lions this past year, right? They were competitive.
Yeah.
But ultimately, you know, Goff is not going to be the long-term solution there. You get in Pickett. You take a look at him for a year. You get him on the fifth-year contract, which you love getting him in the first round. Listen, he's 23 years old. He had a monster season in the ACC. No, he's not Joe Burrow, the one-year wonder who's now a superstar in the NFL, but Pickett can sling it. I think it could go okay for him in Detroit in the Dome. Obviously, you need the conditions right with the small hands, but you like Kenny Pickett going outdoors to Chicago in December?
No, I don't. That stuff matters to me.
Yeah, so we'll see Green Bay as well. I still think Pickett and the Lions is a good fit, and Detroit seems to covet a quarterback. I think it'll be Pickett.
That's interesting. Well, they may want to get out in a couple years from the Goff numbers. Money. All right, finally, tomorrow's headlines today. Now, that's very interesting.
Yeah.
What's the headline for Deebo Samuel after the draft?
So we were sparring a little bit before the show
about
what's going to happen. I like sparring. I like to mix it up. The headline will be, Jets draft night is a 10. Give me Deebo Samuel at 10. If the Jets right now, Joe Douglas, the great wheeler and dealer who hoodwinked Seattle on that Jamal Adams trade, if you call up and say, hey, give me Deebo, I'll give you the 10th pick and a pick in the fourth round, maybe 117. Jets have 2 fourth-round picks. You know, listen, Deebo Samuel is not Davante Adams. We agree. He's not Tyreek Hill. So you're not getting that package. Let's just get that off the table now. But is he in that second tier? He's not Cooper Kupp either, right?
No.
This is a guy who's had one 1,000 yard receiving with San Fran.
Right.
But everybody on social media is, Jason, no. He can run the football. He doesn't want to run the football. That's why he's partially why he's begging out of San Francisco. He's like, I can't have this wear and tear at running back. I want to be a receiver, good receiver, but I mean,
you know what I think's happening here? I think San Francisco's willing to move him. The Jets, I would demand a first and second. I would take the Jets' 10th pick. I would go number 10 and number 38, and then I would do it. And I think,
and then when you got to pay him $90 million because he wants all the money. He
Zach
wants
Zach Wilson for at least three more years.
Well, we don't know how Zach Wilson's got to prove himself this year, or he's out the door.
Okay, but let me ask you this: you have Elijah Moore and Michael Carter, nice pieces. Miami is significantly better offensively. Belichick, Mac Jones, year two. Buffalo, the class of the division.
Yeah,
you got to see if Zach Wilson can play. Okay. Elijah Moore and Michael Carter. You've got to go. By the way, your left tackle, you're moving off.
Yeah, you're leaving out Braxton Berrios and Corey Davis.
You need a playmaker.
Right. So here is the new model. We saw what Denver did, right? They built the shell around the quarterback. Said, we're just going to keep taking bites of the apple until we get the quarterback. Got receivers. We got running backs. We got the line, the defense. Oh, look, there's Russell Wilson unhappy. Then you go get the quarterback. The Jets, they're still building that shell, right? We don't know if Zach Wilson's the guy, but you can't overpay when you need so much that the Jets do, right? What are they, Colin, last year? What, 4 or 5 wins? I mean,
they got blown out 8 times.
Yeah, they got destroyed a lot. And I know Joy's over here laughing because the Dolphins are on the uptick. But you mentioned Miami. They got Tua at quarterback. Do we know what he is? Do we know if he's any good?
Well, I don't think he is.
So it's not like the Jets are in that bad of shape. Now, the AFC's stacked, right? The Bengals.
Oh, I think the Jets are in terrible shape.
They are. So if Zach Wilson doesn't prove himself, you know, they're going to be drafted a quarterback at the top of next year.
If I said best teams in the AFC, roughly.
They're not top 10.
Buffalo, Cincinnati, Baltimore, Pittsburgh, Cleveland. They, you know, they're all in there.
Kansas City.
The entire AFC
Kansas
West.
Kansas City, Denver now. I put the Chargers. And the Raiders. Raiders made the playoffs. Tennessee.
New England.
We do think New England and Colts with Matt Ryan will be more stabilized.
Listen, I like Salah. The Jets have a lot to figure out. And it stinks that the AFC, AFC just added Russell Wilson. Like, what are you supposed to do if you're the Jets? Russell Wilson's out in your conference.
What you're supposed to do is go get a star and figure out by Thanksgiving, Zach Wilson play or not?
Easier said than done. Hey, get me a franchise quarterback. Okay, sure. Let's just grab one off the shelf. Do you know how tough it is? The Miami Dolphins, Joy knows this. They got rid of Dan Marino. How long has it taken them to find a franchise quarterback? 20 years, Colin.
So that's what I'm saying. You can go and get, you have 9 picks. You can just keep all your picks. You'll probably hit on 3, maybe 3 others are backups. You're going to know by Thanksgiving if this kid can play? Because, by the way, you're going to be so limited that he's just going to lose a bunch of games. It's going to make the evaluation of him much harder. I know if I give him Debo and he can't move the chains, I got the wrong guy. But, you know, Elijah Moore and Michael Carter are nice. These are three. You're talking McDermott and Belichick are great defensive minds.
They are. You're making me depressed about my Jets. I came in all fired up. I'm excited. 2 top 10 picks. And now I'm like, geez, we're going to be a dumpster fire once again.
You are. By the way, outside of the Mets and Yankees, New York sports is bad. Bad.
You know, the Brooklyn Nets. I can't even laugh about the Nets. Did you see the Kyrie Irving stuff on Twitter today?
What?
That guy's losing his mind again. He's all over the place. If they offer him $200 million, Colin.
That is a... All right, we will see you tomorrow. All sorts of drafts. Tomorrow's one of my favorite shows of the year. We just break down draft picks. It's the Herd.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Last season, on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying 4th season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.